I am down here on Lattimore Road at Bongiorno Italia with the infamous Tony Picciuto.
Infamous? Am I? Oh, really? Okay. Hi, how are you? Hello, matey. Nice to see you.
And you, Tony. And I'm in his lovely store, which is a delicatessen slash cafe, yep. And is my haunting. I come here and haunt it on Saturday mornings.
And a great pleasure to have you every Saturday morning.
Thank you. Yeah. And what I like about it is I came here from overseas and am trying to make a community life for myself in St. Albans. And when I come in here, I there's a lot of people who aren't from St. Albans. I know you are. Mm-hmm. Probably a lot of people from Italy, because I hear a lot of Italian accents, looking for a little bit of home.
That's right.
So coming here makes you feel like you're at home.
Yeah.
So can you tell me a little bit about...
Yeah, we're very lucky because we still have a few of the old traditional original people who came over in the 50s and 60s who still buy original food and everything like that. And... very grateful to have them for the past 40 years that me and my father have been trading in this business. And we're very lucky now that we're sort of noticing that there's a lot more what we call new professional Italians coming over who are working here in professional jobs. Like we have, I know we have vets, we have jewelers, we have solicitors, doctors, scientists. And they're all over, and they are the ones that who keep us on our toes by demanding sort of like new and up-to-date products that are available in Italy, and make us sort of like look for new stuff, and it's great to have.
And sometimes I sit here and I feel like I'm sitting in a little bit of Italy. So, there's women coming in with their shopping bags.
That's
and,
right.
Gentlemen coming in and standing there looking very European with their espresso cups.
Yeah.
And it's always very lively because I notice you have a banter where you kind of kiss the woman on the cheeks and tease the men about their poor taste in football teams.
Yeah. I mean, we feel that's part of the atmosphere of the shop, and it's how we were brought up with Dad, to sort of like just have a bit of fun and just make everyone feel welcome. Yeah, it's just part of the atmosphere of the shop, and our clients give as good as they get.
I've seen it in action.
Yeah, and it's great. It's always nice when you see a couple come in and you sort of say, are you two together? As if you say, are you being served? Are you together? And they go, yes, we are. And I sort of say, why? Is he rich? Is he Italian? And that, is this your father? Or is this your daughter? And, my staff have heard it thousands and thousands of times. And, it's all run-of-the-mill stuff. But it just adds...
And you know everybody's name.
Yes, I do. Well, yeah, I mean... Between me and Kasia, we tend to know everybody's name, and it's nice. I that's very important. It's very important to people. Well, as soon as they walk through the door, and you say, "Hi, Mandy. Hi, Roger. Hi, Shirley. Hi," it makes them feel welcome, special, and
they want to come back.
Yeah. I mean, it's like Cheers. It's like the Italian deli of Cheers, where everybody knows your name.
Ah, okay, I see. So you are indeed. Ted Danson then.
Yeah, hopefully with more hair.
Now, so you have been here, you said, for 40 years, and there's lots of pictures on the wall from way back in the, well, I'm going to say way back in the 50s.
In the
or
80s.
Even early.
78, they had opened.
Okay.
Two doors down here for where the Cosa Nostra is. And in 91,
how many years ago was that?
That was 1978. So what's that? That'd be 40
come out 40 years?
Yeah, come up to 40 years. So I was a very, very young boy, still at school, when Dad opened. And he took £30 on his first day. And he had a good business. I mean, it was all Italian people then. And I remember after 10 years, we'd done a big advert in the paper celebrating 10 years. And that's when we noticed there was a lot more interest in Italian food with all the English people coming in and buying more and not knowing we were here, and that's where the Italian food took off about 1988. that, you know, after 10 years that Dad had been trading. And then in 91, he closed it down to turn it into a restaurant. And I moved three doors down into a very small shop, continued the business, and we were lucky enough nearly 5 years ago to obtain these two, a bigger shop, and we have what we have now, which I'm really, really proud of. You know, and it's beautiful.
Yeah, it is beautiful. I mean, just for the people who haven't been here, it is full of gorgeous things. At the moment, you've got lots of Easter eggs, because I know, especially in Italy, there's shops that just specialise in chocolate. So lots of chocolate, lots of... pancetta.
No. Colomba is the Italian Easter panettone, which is the easiest way to explain it.
Sorry, panettone.
Panettone.
I was actually thinking about what I'm going to have for breakfast, panettone. Because it's the Italian crispy bacon.
Yeah, that's right.
And I, I'm on the hunt for good crispy bacon in St. Albans.
Really?
Yeah.
And you haven't found it?
No. I mean, the pancetta here, when you guys, you know, do make it crispy, is about the closest thing, but... most people don't use streaky bacon in the cafes that I go to.
No,
so it's very hard for them to
fatty,
make it crispy.
It's,
that's actually the beauty of it.
Oh yeah. Tell me about it. I mean, you know, I mean, why would anyone want to eat the meat if
that's right.
If you've got the fat? I mean,
that's right.
You know.
And also, I mean, the counter itself. I mean, some of my favourite things in there are the sweet peppers stuff.
Yeah, sweet peppers.
Yeah, goat cheese.
Yeah, we're very proud of our counter, and I take great pride in the cheese and the olives and the salamis, and I mean, I'm always on the staff just trying to keep it clean, trying to keep it fresh, trying to keep it fully stocked. Fully stocked is what my father always told me to do. Keep your shop stocked, because an empty shop is a boring shop. And we want people to walk in and see the counter and just think, wow.
It's definitely not boring.
Where do I start?
Yeah.
Where do I start?
I mean, I think the thing is you know, you come here sometimes for a cup of coffee and walk out with a, you know, full of groceries.
Yeah. Well, this is when we expanded. That was the intention. That if you came in for a coffee, you would buy something. And if you would buy something, you would stop and have a coffee. So, you know, I don't want to be a coffee bar. I really want it to be a delicatessen first and foremost. I want to be a fine Italian food store. And then the coffee was added on, and that was a great add-on, and I'm really, really pleased with it. You know, so... I'm really pleased how it's working.
And so you grew up working for your dad, your father?
Every summer holiday, every half term, every Christmas holiday. Yeah, yeah.
What time did he have you in opening up? Or closing?
It depended what age I was, because there's a joke of my father's, one of my father's best friends. Who reminded me when I was sort of like 18, 19, my father would call me and my favourite words were, I'm up, and I would just go back to sleep and turn up 2 hours later. But no, it wasn't too early. I mean, I work longer days now, but you know, I always went to market. From the age of 17, I went to market on my own to the fruit and veg market.
Where?
In Vauxhall, Covent Garden Market.
Yep, so you have to get up at...
I had to get up at 2:30 in the morning.
Holy cow.
You know, still do that.
Yeah.
And... you know, we used to supply a lot of restaurants with fruit and veg. We don't do that anymore now, but we used to do that. And you know, Dad didn't see us as children; he saw us as free employees, which is the Italian way. But someone forgot to explain that to my kids. Excuse me one second. I'm just going to answer the phone. Hello, buongiorno, Daniel. Hi, Gabriella. Yes.
So you were saying that you get up at 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah,
still.
Not every day, but I mean, I'm very fortunate. I've got a friend of mine who goes to the veg market every day, so I can buy. He's happy to deliver to me, but I like to go up every 2 weeks just to keep in touch with the season, see what's going on, and you know, generally join in the polite
banter
that you know, everyone, you know. I'm called Sir, and you know, the Queen's English is spoken. It's the only place in London that the Queen English is spoken now, in London, Covent Garden Market.
That's funny, because you know, I was just listening to a gentleman who came in who is Italian, I think, but he speaks as well, he switches into RightGov, you know. So you've got people who have lived here for, you know, coming into your store as well, who are a mix of Italian slash...
Well, I mean, that gentleman there, I mean, you have to... He probably came here as a young man, young single man. He's married an English lady, who's a very nice lady as well. And, you know, he's just... and obviously, he's... When you start mixing, when the cultures start blending, obviously your children aren't, your children speak less Italian, so there's more English in the household, and it's always, you know, the mother's influence as well, and things change, you know, and so the Italian changes as well, and you know, I mean, we like to think that we just take the best out of both cultures.
Yeah, so you know? I mean, you basically have everything in here for both cultures, or the best of both.
Well, I mean, obviously, we don't sell a lot of English food at all. Yep. But, I mean, you know, we try and have the best of Italian. But, obviously, we have to make that suited to English palates as well.
Okay.
Yeah? And I don't mean that in a bad way, because I feel...
Sorry, I'm not English.
But the English... But, for me, the English palate is one of the most adventurous and sophisticated. Yeah, and, you know, that you can't get one over the English anymore. You know, they know what they're talking about. They're well-travelled.
There are some people here that are so passionate about food.
Yeah, maybe a little bit too much as well. Maybe they take it a bit too seriously.
Yeah, but, you know, I haven't met the ones that take it way too seriously yet, but the ones that I've met love it and love hearing about, you know, good places and people. You know, something that I really love here that you do is your homemade bolognese sauce.
Oh, yeah, that one, yeah. Yeah. The one that's cooked, left on the cooker for hours and hours and hours.
And which tastes really good.
Thank you.
So, you know, there's probably a lot of people out there who love food. And I mean, I know that you've been here for nearly 40 years and with your father and then you.
Yeah.
But there's probably a lot of people that don't know that there's a little piece of Italy, you know, right around the corner from London Road.
Yes. I'm surprised how many people don't know about us. And... people say, why didn't you advertise more? But for me, I like to think we're that kind of place that when you go on holiday to Italy and you go down a side road and you find this little restaurant or a little cafe and you think, wow, this is fantastic. You know, it's off the beaten track.
And then you don't want anyone else to know about it.
And you don't want anyone else to know about it. Yeah?
Yeah.
And so, you know, we're slightly off the beaten track. We're not in the town centre. And I love it when people stumble upon us and, you know, try something and think, wow, this is really nice, and they come back and they just taste the difference of what's available out there, you know, so...
Well, so, you know, I'm getting back to the 2:30 in the morning thing, just because a lot of people don't really appreciate how hard it is to have your own business.
Oh, it's simple. It's only a 72-hour week.
And how much effort goes into it. And, you know, they see... You know, you see people behind the counter, and we see people who are full of energy and that, but you know, don't know that they've been working for 14 hours a day already.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, I think that understanding that that's, you know, the independent locals here are really putting their heart and soul into what they're doing, employing in the community and being part of the community.
Yeah. I mean, we're very lucky because. We are part of this community around here. I mean, people have seen me since I was an 8-year-old boy, and I've been part of it, and there's a lot of people still here who have seen me sort of grow up and, in inverted commas, mature into a man. But, it doesn't come cheaply, or it doesn't come easily. You know, you have to be here when people are walking to work, and you have to smile and wave and say good morning, and you're still here when they come back at night, and it's just, you know, and we like to give a lot back to the community as well.
I mean I've been to a function of yours that was fundraising.
I mean, it's a wine taste, I mean, it's a commercial venture, but most of our clients turn up, and because there's so much wine and so much food, they're very happy to give something to a charity of the evening, and we always try and choose a local charity or something that's involved in with our clients. Like now it's Easter, and we give 3 or 4 giant Easter eggs away. We give one to a school with, which is for kids with special needs, we gave another one away to a golf day, and we're raising money in the shop now. You know, we do that Easter because at Christmas there just is no time.
Yeah.
You know, so at Easter we sort of a bit more relaxed, and it's all about giving something back. And we also sponsor a under 15 St Albans City youth football team.
That's awesome.
Yeah, which is, you know, it's not a lot, you know, but it's something, and you know, we're very proud to do that. Really proud to do it.
So, because you're part of the community, you must know some places that, you know, I might want to try and eat that are some of your favourite places. So, whereabouts do you go around here when you actually have time?
Wow. I mean, it depends what the, you know, situation is. I mean, L'Italiano is always nice. The Cosa Nostra, just two doors down, is a great, what I call a it is what it is restaurant, and you go in, good food, you don't pay a lot of money, and you walk away. I find it very hard nowadays to be totally impressed by restaurants. My family hate it, because I'll go to a restaurant and I won't complain, but I just want something to... it's very hard to be impressed nowadays. But, you know, there are outstanding places like L'Olivio in Wink Hampstead, like I said, L'Italiana, and it's getting harder and harder. I mean, what we need in St Albans, I think, is a nice Spanish restaurant.
Ooh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, a nice Spanish restaurant. And It's very hard to go into restaurants nowadays and just find authenticity.
I think there's a little bit, so in my explorations when I came here, I was thinking, okay, where am I going to find good food in St Albans after having lived in London? And I'm surprised all the time. I can just wander down the road and there is something, and there seems to be more and more passion going on and more places that are opening up.
Yeah, I think there's change. I mean, is it that... the Turkish restaurant in Spencer Street, is it Taboo?
Yeah.
Yeah, that we went now. I was very impressed with that.
Yeah.
Really, really impressed with that. That was very, very good. You know, I'm quite happy to pay very little money and have cheap food. Depending, like I said, it's about the occasion. You know, what you do. If we're just trying to get out, just have something to eat, and you don't pay a lot, and the quality ain't great, but, you know, it is what it is, that's fine.
Yep.
What I don't like is when you go somewhere and the quality isn't up to scratch and you're getting charged top money. And there's a bit of that going on, but you know, I just hope there's a lot of restaurants I feel that are trying too hard as well. I just wish a lot of them would just get back to basics, you know. And I think this is the one thing with all these TV chefs and everything like that. They're all trying to outdo each other. Yeah, they're always trying to find that that elusive ingredient that nobody knows about, and then you can't buy anywhere.
It's bacon.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Just put bacon on it and it's great.
And you know, I remember a finale of Nigel Slater's, he was doing a food years ago, he was doing a programme years ago about good food. And the finale was, he was doing this recipe, and he goes, get two slices of bread, toast them well, butter them slightly, fry some bacon, put them together. Yeah?
It's the best thing.
And he was just saying, you know, it's a bacon sandwich, but boy, is it good.
Yeah.
And there's no sun-dried tomatoes, there's no wild pollen in there. Yeah, it's just, it is what it is. And sometimes the simplest food tastes the best.
Yeah, that's funny.
And that's how I like my food. Yeah. Simple, but really, really tasty.
Yeah. We're actually thinking at Radio Verulam, in fact we are, going to have a disco. We're going to have a disco coming up, hopefully around June, July, because we're a community radio station.
We need to
fundraise, and we're hoping it's going to be, well, it's probably going to be a mix of everything, but I want, I think you're an 80s music type person, maybe. So I'm just curious as to what your favourite music of, you know, for me... I come in here, I hear a lot of a bit of Italian. I hear you singing.
That's the best bit, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's the best bit. That's why you come in, isn't it?
Some 1970s music. You know, what inspires you, and what do you like to have on in the store when people are coming in?
I mean, to tell you the truth, I mean, when we first opened the extension, we put on the Italian radio, and it was all Italian music, and it's great, it's lovely, you know, creates a really great atmosphere. But you know, now I've got my iTunes library on, and there's just everything, absolutely everything, you know, from Otis Redding to Calvin Harris, Dusty Springfield to Adele. It's all over the place. But I love it. I mean, I love music. Like I said, I was a DJ for 27 years, and very locally.
Whereabouts?
Here.
But where?
Here.
Everywhere?
Yeah, I was the function DJ. I was, you know, people would ask me to do weddings and things like that. And it started off being Italian DJs for Italian weddings. And then it just progressed to, you know, more black tie fundraisers and top end. It was very good. I enjoyed it. But are you asking me for my...
I'm asking you for your favourite song, but I'm also thinking that we will just have to get you on to play some music at the disco.
Yeah, that'd be the worst thing. That'd be I mean, you know, I was probably the most cheesiest DJ around, but, you know, I knew how to get people up to dance and enjoy themselves.
That's what we want.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. What would... I don't know. I mean... the one song that probably gives me goosebumps is Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. Don't Leave Me This Way. That one is just, I just think it's just the perfect classic without being too cheesy and not being too disco-y, not being too dancey. That is the one that really, really just does it for me. It also depends what kind of mood I'm in.
Yep.
But if I've got to play something in the car, it will be that. That's the one I would want to sing along to. And but you know, a little bit of Luther at a disco always goes down well. A bit of Calvin Harris, always nice. But yeah. So
now, in terms of your other career, and you know, when I come in here and I said you've got fruits and vegetables,
yeah,
and you've got some very interesting things out here,
yeah.
And if I want some fresh fennel, I can come and get
some fresh
fennel. So what are some of your favourite things that you like stocking in your store and that you like people to try?
Well, if we start with the fruit and veg, I love the Sicilian aubergines that we sell. They're big, they're plump, and you know, people, this is where people get a little bit confused. People think an aubergine is an aubergine. You know, it's different varieties, and this one is a Sicilian purple aubergine, and it just tastes completely, completely different. Completely different. And
so how would you saute it? What do you do?
Whatever you do with a normal aubergine, yeah, with a black skin aubergine, do it with this, but it will just taste 10 times better. A nice way to enjoy it was a dish that we had in Sicily one year. And we had just got into Sicily very, very late, and we went into a restaurant and said, look, just, we need to eat, and the kids want pasta. And they came out with this dish, and it had, it was just the aubergine cooked in tomato sauce, okay? And it was poured over some lovely penne, and with a few dollops of green pesto, okay? And it had salted ricotta cheese grated over it. It was mixed in, and boy, the result was just amazing. It never ever, I had to take a picture, I had to take the recipe, I had to, you know, and it's something that we still enjoy at home now, and wonderful. Also, what else have we got that is the artichokes that we sell, fantastic, great for risottos. And you know, it's very, very seasonal. At the moment, we've got the endives and the radicchios. We've also got rape, which is like purple sprouting that, you know, the English people have, or rapeseed.
Yep.
Yeah. Before it goes yellow, before it flowers, we take the florets and we cook them with chili and garlic and sausage. Fantastic in sausage. Bit of pasta. Nice, simple, no sauce.
Yep.
You know, and then you get the fresh Italian bread, and you just mop up the oil.
I'm starving. It's making me really hungry.
Yeah,
and what you also have your own, you can come in and get your own olive oil, pour your own olive oil.
Yeah, very, very proud of that. There's a gentleman who lives in St Albans called Elio Barber, and he has a grove in Sicily. And every year he goes over to harvest the olives, takes it to the local press, and then he distributes what he needs amongst his family members, and then the remaining 300, 400, 500 litres he allows us to have, and it's one of our best-selling items in the shop, and the taste is just authentic and fresh, and it was pressed in November, so what are we now? We're still in March, aren't we? So it's still lovely and fresh.
So would you use it for cooking or for tasting, or both?
For both. I mean, obviously, you don't want to cook your egg in it.
Yeah.
I mean, it would taste fantastic if you cook an egg in it, but, you know, it's a little bit too special for that. But if you're cooking something really, really nice that you want to taste great, it is lovely. A true, true taste of Sicily, and it is as authentic as you're going to get. People ask us if it's extra virgin. Look, you know, if you went into a Sicilian village and someone said, this is the olive oil I made, yeah, okay, that is what you're getting here.
Fantastic.
It's beautiful.
And then you also have over in the refrigerator, you have pasta, ham hocks, cuttlefish, squid.
We have the seafood salad.
Seafood salad. I know you've got salted codfish.
That comes in at Christmas, and that's very popular amongst our West Indian, Italian, Portuguese, and Spanish clients.
Okay.
Yeah. Very, very traditional. The Italians have that on Christmas Eve, sometimes on Good Friday. We were brought up with it as a tradition. It's lovely, but you know, you need to know how to cook it, and there's loads of recipes on the internet now with that. Jamie Oliver came up with a good recipe a few years ago. I like it with potatoes, red peppers, and onion, cooked in a nice tomato sauce, but it has to be soaked for a long time. Another of our favourite products is a Sicilian cherry tomato sauce. Now, there are so many, many busy mums around here, and it is a small beer bottle of cherry tomato sauce. It has this, when we were young, when we used to go to Italy in August, it used to be the tomato harvest, and it was in the days when they were still cooking tomatoes out in the streets, and for a week there was this smell of cooked tomatoes in the air. And I remember the first time I opened that bottle, it just took me back to that place in my parents' village with all the smarts cooking. And it is the simplest and easiest thing you'll ever use in your life, and you won't bother making a tomato sauce again. It's that good.
That sounds perfect.
Yeah.
And so I guess for people to come and find you, whereabouts they want to find, they can wander down London Road, and off London Road is Lattimore.
Yeah, Lattimore Road, or off Victoria Street.
And if they want to follow you on social media?
Facebook. Don't bother on Twitter. I'm useless at Twitter. But Facebook, we tend to have a pretty good laugh and make fun of everyone and ourselves.
Okay. And what what days are your favourite days to be working down here when everyone should come in? Weekends or just any time? How many days a week are you open?
Come in every day. Just come in every day. Yeah. Come in every day. It's always good. I mean, obviously, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, lunchtime is busier than any other time. But then from Thursday, Friday, Saturday, it's just mayhem and chaos at any time. People say, when are you quiet? You can come in at 8 in the morning on a Saturday and there'll be no one here. Or, you know, the following week, there'll be 12 people in here.
But that's good if you want to feel part of the community. And you also have an outside area. So I imagine in the spring and summertime, people might be able to take a beer and a bottle of
They can do that. They can do that. We are licensed to have alcohol with food, and it's really, really nice. We have a table of 6 or 8 people who come every single Saturday, and whatever the weather, they sit outside and they have some food. Always nice to have them. Elaine and Richard and all their friends, always expect bad service and bad food from us, and we never fail to please.
Well, I'm looking forward to coming here in summertime and sitting outside. And, you know, my favourite thing on the menu is the healthy option, which is ciabatta with a little bit of olive oil on it, toasted with tomatoes, uh-huh. and I'm looking forward to those summer tomatoes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
With a little bit of salt and pepper and some balsamic vinegar, yeah. and then I add bacon.
The unhealthy bit.
So the healthy option with bacon is my favourite,
yeah,
the pancetta. And so thank you very much for building a place that everybody loves to come to.
No, but thank you. Thank you for supporting us, and thanks to all the whole of St Albans to, you know, keep coming and making it a special place to work, because without our clients, we're absolutely nothing, and we're very proud to have the best clients in the world.
Thank you, Tony.
Pleasure.